Sarah M. Manafort for Cry Central Productions. For the Superhuman Channel, Cry Central Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this show to many of us for different reasons. The passing of Jack LaLanne is a very, very significant time for many of us because Jack really did bring physical culture right into the living rooms of average people. And he did it in such a way that he invited people to join his health brigade. I remember watching Jack, I believe it was on WPIX Channel 11 in New York as a child, coming home from school, watching his show start with his two beautiful white German shepherds, and he would take things like kitchen chairs and ironboards and pillows and show women how to work out in the comfort of their own home. He was the leader. He was the leader in the physical culture movement, bringing it to the masses, He really, in my opinion, is the reason that many of us are healthy and strong today. I have two guests on the first half of the show to pay homage to Jack LaLanne. The first is the legend himself, is Dan Lurie. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine, Carl. And yourself?
Very good, very good. And of course, physical culture historian and friend of the show, Randy Rogers. How are you?
Very good.
I remember Jack as a child, with his beautiful V taper and his unitard and his almost ballet-like shoes, toes pointed, showing women how to do abdominal exercises, holding on to the chairs and doing arabesque type movements. He was ahead of his time, wasn't he, Dan?
He certainly was. He was one of my heroes. I go back to the late 1930s. When I read it, he was doing push-ups, and that helped me to do push-ups and Paralympics all through my training career.
Isn't that something? Now, you knew Jack personally.
I know him very well. In fact, in 1978, he was one of the eight or nine that was honored to go into the Hall of Fame from the World Bodybuilding Guild that I was president at the time. Including, you may know some of these names I wrote down, not to forget, Robert Blake, Clint Eastwood, James Brolin, Senator Jacob Javits of New York, Jack LaLanne himself, Bill Pearl, Evan Fitzie, and Chet Yorton. These are all greats in the physical fitness years. And we had them all together in New York City, and I did it in their honor.
Do you know the history behind how Jack actually got the TV show? This is a very, very forward thing to do.
I don't know. I had my first TV show in 1950, and it lasted for 7 years.
Did your episode on Slim Test Big Top as a strong man, which was probably the first time the American public ever got to see a strong man on television. I don't believe that's a historic moment. But it happened that preceded that show.
That was before Jack, late 1950 and late 1951. By 1950, late 50 or 51, I'm not sure.
So, did you say 51, Andy?
Yeah, back in 1951, I believe, and Dan was on 1950.
Yes, it could be said that Dan's exposure of physiques may have led to the American public wanting more.
Yeah, I think Dan's physique was one of the first, even Rave didn't show up until that Joe Bay in 1953 or 54. I'm trying to think, I don't think there was any real bodybuilder on TV before Dan.
Did you say that you
I had script parts. I couldn't do what I wanted.
recognize the milk, right?
Unfortunately, I drank ice cream, which I love. Are you kidding? That's the way we were paid at the time. I thought about the U.S. Service. They did that for a while. And I pop a muscle, and they give me credit for all of my body.
Oh, you know, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So what kind of guy was Jack? I mean, we see his public persona, but you know him personally. What kind of guy
was he? He was a down-to-earth. He had a lot of humor. We both liked to kid each other. And when I was honored in the Hall of Fame, we had a gentleman named Harry Schwartz who put together the Jack LaLanne chain. And the chain was between Jack using his name or my name. I was known for the men, and Jack had a woman's audience at the time. And he said, this I go back a long time with Harry Schwartz. And he said, Dad, he said, I'm living up to my advertising agency. I'm spending big bucks here. And whatever they want, where they want me to go, that's where I want to go with. And we both agreed on 10% royalty. And when we honored, Harry Schwartz did the emceeing at the time. And he spoke more about me, how I could have had the Jack LaLanne chain. Although I did have a chain with some people. It wasn't that big. It made a little income, but it was nice to know that I was getting Jim's name after me, which was nice that I was getting paid for it. But he was a real down-to-earth person.
Randy, going back to the golden era of bodybuilding in Muscle Beach in California, Jack was on the scene back then, right?
Yeah, he was right there. Was right in the past, in the mid-1930s or so, Harold Day came in. There wasn't a lot at that time, but Jack, I think, to answer my question, I believe he became a chiropractor early, and he opened one of the early gyms in Oakland in about 1936. And Harold Dinkin wrote in Remembering Muscle Beach that Jack would work at a gym and we're going to drive the 400 miles through the night to come down to Muscle Beach to hang out on the beach for the weekend. And Jack, you know, he wasn't. A really big guy, but Harold Dinkin was a 1941 Mr. California, and Harold was, they recall him, Jack wrestling on the beach all the time. Jack was very size and really strong, because Harold was really strong. Harold was a bigger guy. But then he was down there as much as he could be down there.
So, a lot of us find physical culture because we have physical maladies. Dan, your story was you were born with a heart murmur, correct?
That's true. Right.
You were a boxer, but they couldn't even box because you had
a
But is it true? I heard a rumor once my mother told me that Jack was born with a club foot or something like that. Was that even
true? I don't know. I have no way to know.
Is it true that I didn't get to the physical culture because he has his friend of that?
No, there's a way to tell me the story and listen to this person speak and get his name.
Oh, Brad.
Right. Randy knows everything. He inspired him to change his way of eating. He was eating corn sugar at the time. And he did things. He was not. When I had him appear on several shows in New York City before the Hall of Fame dinner the same weekend, he would complete some strength like finger push-ups, extended finger push-ups, which I put to him.
Was he a French origin?
Yes, he was. His real name was Francisco.
Really?
I call him Jack. Yeah, the only person who's hot to pronounce in this country.
Well, because a lot of us who had ethnic origins, we want them to be Americans, you know what I mean? So we treat them like Americans.
It could be. Well, Jack, he went to see Paul Bragg. Paul Bragg was one of the early kind of nutritional girls with that evangelical flair. And Jack was, I think, 1929 in Oakland, saw one of Bragg's early sermons, and Jack was a real junk food eater. Yeah, actually, he said he just liked sugar. That's why he was such a crusader against sugar and flour, because he himself was addicted and ate a lot of bad foods, and Bragg called him a walking garbage can. So the best part of the donut was the hole.
Yeah,
he really
outside the window and says all the time. Now, when you're walking down the street, or perhaps your streetcar or bus, you notice how the people in this great country bar are so unhappy. You don't see very many smiling people anymore. People have lost the ability to smile. This is why, next time you walk down the street, you're on a bus or streetcar, you see what I'm talking about. You see these people with the wrong faces, the wrong condition, you know, but they have everything. They have all the money in the world and all the modern conveniences. What's the matter with the people? Well, this is what I think. People have gotten so far away from the natural way they should be living that they have lost the ability to be happy anymore. I remember a few years ago, I was traveling down in South America, one of the Latin countries. And I went down visiting all the different parts, you know, where the poor people are and the rich people. And I remember one day, I took a streetcar ride. I was down in the poorer section. I'll never forget this. The streetcar was real full. All these people, you know, their clothes were kind of tattered and torn and had money. A lot of them had many children. I remember one lady in particular. She wasn't dressed very, very good. Her dress was torn and she had this child with her. And she was nursing her child right on the bus. And you know what she did? She burst out singing. And everybody in the streetcar started to sing. And I started to sing my own little life. And everybody was smiling, everybody was happy. Here are these people, they never had enough money, money for food, they never knew what it was to have an automobile or any modern conveniences, radio or television, or any of these things, not even enough clothes to wear, but they were happy. That's the important thing about life, friends, is to be happy. What's the good of living? What's the good of making a lot of money? What's the good of having fine clothes and driving a fancy automobile if you're miserable all the time?
There you go, words of wisdom from Jack Lane.
Can I add to that?
Yes,
I was on with Blair Cole yesterday, and Blair had spent some time with Jack, and he was telling me about an incident in 1981 where Blair had gone to, listen to Norman Vincent Peale, who was an evangelist, great speaker, motivational speaker, and Blair's into positive thinking, and he went and listened to Peale, and then he said, it just so happened that it lined up that he went to listen to Jack not very long afterwards, and he said, Norman Vincent Peale couldn't hold a candle to Jack. Jack Lane was so inspiring in his speaking. Like, just listening to that clip, you can feel it. It's tough to be being happy. Doing reading comic books. He's like, "Screw me in today. He was a nice person.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, he was one of those guys that you see what you did also.
That's right. Very nice. Well, back to Jack. I always said he was a real wrench. You know, that many people in our field, like, honor their words and keep their words. He was a wrench.
And his nutritional protocol. Was it true that he's ever going to stop guys with arm training to get raw blood?
No, I don't think he told me that story a few years back. Because a lot of people don't wonder if Jack is a vegetarian and what he eats. Jack was a vegetarian during certain parts of his life. I think early 1930s, after seeing Greg, I believe he was vegetarian to some degree at that time, but Paul Bryan wasn't a full vegetarian either. But training, when he got more into bodybuilding, Jack competed in 1948 Mr. USA and in the 1954 Mr. America. He wasn't eating meat, and again, he also put Bryan Cope in early 81. Again, Jack was eating boy, he wasn't eating weight at that time. That he was back in the bodybuilding days, he was experimenting. Him and Russ Warner would do the liver, they'd try that, and they went and got the blood. Which isn't as crazy as you might think. Plus, maybe the source was, but the Massey and there's some tribes in Africa that would shut some living cattle and take blood without killing the cattle and drinking on a daily basis. But Jack and Russ, they went to the stockyards and got the blood, and they were trying to get the blood, and Jack told Blair that he stopped it when he had swallowed it. Thought they swallowed something in there. Thought it might have been a clot or something in the blood, but that was the end of his blood drinking.
But you know what? The Italians, we make a type of wine that is equivalent to what the Spanish people make called sangria, but we actually put blood in it. And my grandfather, what he used to slaughter a sheep, you know, a little lamb,
right.
And they used to take the blood and make something called sangriache, which they come out with liver. It's almost like blood pudding. They put it in the oven and they beat it off, and it gets the consistency of liver. We used to eat that as kids, and it's delicious. So blood is blood is really the richest form of food that you can get. And you're right, the Masai actually sustain life on blood. They just tap a little, almost like a spigot into the neck of the animal, and when they drink it, not only do they let it heal up, and then they do it again.
Yeah, they keep the animal alive. That's something I've not tried. I don't really care if it.
Wow, that's shocking for me. I mean, you eat real chicken, you know, but you burn the bone out of
it. I'm
looking at on Wikipedia. His real name was Francois Henri Lane. So, you know, he has to be French. Randy, what did Jack major contribution? Obviously, he really was the person who brought physical culture into the living room of the American people. What are the contributions to film culture that you think he provided?
Well, it's just this promotion to, like even the clip, saying that we lost our natural way. He always promoted the whole natural healthy food and exercise. And he adopted the Bragg style of being a motivational speaker, and he can really reach people, and he was reaching a lot of people because he was on TV from, 1951 to 1985. That's a long span of years to be preaching the exercise and good eating. And he was so adamant against sugar that in an interview, he could say he would punch the coach for a fact. I remember, I saw about 20 years ago, Dr. Linus Pauling was twice in the book, once for the, I think they used to vitamin C. We were on a talk show, and I think Linus was 85 at the time. Jack was a little younger, but we got to talk to Linus Pauling, and Jack's doing house hits on his chair beside him. That's the difficult move for anybody at any age to do, but there he is doing house hits, and then talking about eating as fresh foods and clean living and exercise. So that was his message. I mean, some people have their messages in religion, and Jack's was clean eating and healthy living and exercise. Pulling those boots off that.
Didn't Jack just swim a boat on the Okanagan a year ago?
No, it was more than that.
Was it?
Oh, my God.
So
Responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, non-muscle and nerve function.
function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. Most aren't taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with Transdermal Magnesium Oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbs through the skin for elevated DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Sisters, you're going to want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains superdrone dimethazine, not to be confused with other superdrone knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronManClub.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronManClub.com today.
Talking about fitness and nutrition back then, when our society was actually embracing technology and a more slothful way of life. Now, the question then born was, did he ever confide in him how frustrated he was about what people were doing to themselves in this country?
No, we never spoke about that. We only spoke about things that we can laugh at. Those are big clubs you picked up. You know, everybody's talking about it.
that's what personal coach is, isn't it?
Yes.
You eat the machine and you work the machine.
I think the right kind of nutrition, but you know the problem is, there's a lot of confusion about what the right fuel is. If you listen to one group, they'll tell you the right fuel is vegetarian approach. So let's do another group, they'll tell you that the right fuel is a fellow with government's food pyramid. That's where the real confusion comes to people, I believe.
Well, just eliminate the politicians, anything they say to get it. But again, you're right, you know, you got vegetarians versus non-vegetarians, but Jack's message was all natural food. Like I said, he wasn't a complete vegetarian. He still was eating fish, he was eating eggs, and he had others, he ate meat during his... Like everybody else, Jack got caught up in that political BS in the 1980s with the cholesterol scare, but that was all manufactured and contrived. And anybody reading nutrition at that time almost had no choice but to get caught up in it because they just didn't have any alternative other than to believe what was coming out. And unless you had a direct connection to agriculture or the farming community who knew it was nonsense. And so, you know, that information came out to expose that.
Let's talk about this for a second. Arnold Schwarzenegger was quoted saying that Jack LaLanne was an animal. This was quoted after LaLanne at 54 beat the 21-year-old Schwarzenegger, quote unquote, badly in an informal contest. What contest was that? Do you ever know about that?
I'm not sure when Jack probably was using an MK juices for years. Because like I said, Gaylord Hauser was promoting it back in the 40s and 50s as a pill name and stuff. But Jim Clark was the guy, the juice man that was, I think, first saw him plastered all over TV back about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And but I know Jack was still up there up to recent, just a few years ago. My friend Bob went there.
Right.
I don't know when he started promoting it on TV, but I'm assuming he was probably using juices for decades.
I've
juiced for probably 25 years, off and on, more intensely sometimes, not as intense sometimes. Not a lot of fruit juice, mostly vegetable juice. If I had fruit, it would be for a treat, I'd usually put some kind of cream or fat in it. There's too much concentrated sugar if you have too much of the fruit juice at that one time.
We have a few minutes before we go to a break. Jack lost his son to an automobile accident back in the 70s.
That man, his name was Dan Ron. He only had one son from his first wife.
Right.
He had a daughter from his second wife.
Okay.
Elaine.
Okay.
It was Don and Ron.
Okay.
Dan Ron.
And so he lost Ron, is that what his name was? Were you in touch with him at that time in the 70s when he lost his son?
Yeah, you do so many things in a lifetime, you don't remember everything.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Randy Roach, I'd put everything in my head again. You maybe do so much research work.
Super Human Radio and buy one, get one. free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the DLC banner ad on superhero.com or the link to work with us. Also, really magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the gizmo down, stacking with Methadrill Extreme. Methadrill Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world. Methazine, Superdrill, and Decadrill. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrill Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrill Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
However, he was arrested in 1991 for driving while under the influence, because I guess when he was brought to alcohol, and he admitted that he had used wine with his meals. He was an advocate of drinking wine during dinner. Also, Randy, he tells you on his Wikipedia page that he only ate 2 meals a day. He avoided staff. He had breakfast after working out for 2 hours, which consisted of white bread and whites, a cup of broth, oatmeal, soy milk, and seasonal fruit. And for dinner, he and his wife quickly ate raw vegetables and egg whites along with fish. And he
did that. That sounds like lighter than he would like, because he would eat the whole egg, you know, just back to the room. The man is 96 years old and preaches a good eating for him 70 years. His diet's probably going to alter through the years. So, like, I mean, that one sounds like it was later. And you know, back to drinking, you know,
I drink a glass of wine with dinner now, and I tell you something, my HDL cholesterol is through the roof, and I feel better.
So, I haven't heard the fact that he didn't have any, you know, issues with
diet,
like,
not even one, but didn't really care. And he just didn't have enough. Remember how he said he had two simple rules for nutrition, it says, that man made it, don't eat it, which he said before. He said, oh, who did it taste good, spit it out. That's hilarious. So anyway, we're coming toward the end of the show. Dan Lurie, you knew yourself well, imagine you knew Jack very well. You knew all these guys very well. What would you like to say now that the app could still hear you? What would you say to him right now?
I would say you had a very good life. You were a happy man. You, just like you mentioned, the people on the bus in South America, you made everyone smile. Yeah.
And would you thank him for the influence that he provided for you?
Well, I always told him that, and he would always come back and tell me when he used to watch my show when I was sick, that Dan was a man. So we both complimented each other.
And you guys have a lot of admiration for each other.
Yes.
Bobby, did you have a chance to interview Jack in any of the volumes of your book?
Another funny story with Jack. One cop stopped was very good friends with Vince Gironda, and Jack liked Vince, and they got along, and Ron would go up to the West Coast every year and just be around, see what was going on at Vince's gym, and Jack would come in, and Jack would talk with Vince, and Vince would come with some, and Jack would walk out, walk by, and get Ron's back, and you know, I never know what the hell he'd talk about.
I'm going to have my beloved on you and burn it. So I can be talking to you.
bad for you at the same time. I also want to say, we were supposed to have Dr. Bill and Penny on the show talking about juicing for the second half. But trying to put this show together at the last minute, I did not get back in time with her. So we will have her on the show in the near future to talk about juicing and the value of juicing. Thanks, guys, for being on today.
Okay,
girl, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.